Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Patreon episode. We're late a week. We're behind a week because of the government shutdown. We are not able, the government SNAP benefits, which are going to be denied, SNAP, crackle, pop, is going to be denied. I'm not making light of it. Stop it. I want everyone to get food. And so that is not, and then the air traffic controllers, and it, but it also affects us. When the government shut, the government pays my producer through welfare. He's paid through welfare. So he's saying I'm not getting checks from welfare and SNAP, crackle, pop. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, I think that's what SNAP stands for, and I'm not making light of it. I want everyone to have the food. I want people to eat. I'm not against eating. Clearly. Yes, I got it. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They provide monthly benefits to low-income households to help them purchase food. Now, in prior government shutdowns, SNAP was unaffected. But in this one, Trump's going hard. He's calling the Democrats bluff. The Democrats and Trump are playing chicken over the Medicaid cuts and stuff like that, which I'm against. Grifter! Because I'm allowed to like certain things people do, and I'm also allowed to not like other things people do. I don't know why that's a controversial thing. I'm allowed to say that certain things are good and that other things are not good. And that's the only coherent position to have if you are a free-thinking human being who has a logical mind capable of dispassionately analyzing what is going on in the world. Now, you can say that's nihilism. You could say anything you want, but it's the only way forward is to look at things and agree with some of them and disagree with others. That's it. Otherwise, you're a tribalized nut. So I think people should get food stamps. I don't want them dragging me out of my car. I think it's right that people that cannot afford food get it. And also, I don't want to be dragged out of my car and killed on the way for when I'm getting food. If I'm getting food and in the middle of that process, I'm dragged out of my car and killed, well, that ruins a lunch. It ruins a dinner. It ruins the day. So what you have to do is find a way to feed people. Many of these are children, and many of these children are fat. And do you want fat children in the street detoxing from sugar? Children detoxing from sugar in the street with guns. Because that's what we've got in this country, fat children with guns, detoxing from, they need their little, their Airheads and their little Charleston Chews and their Fun Dips, whatever they're eating, their Takis, their hot Takis. You need that. These fat little children are going to grab guns with their Taki-dusted fingers and blow your heads off while you're at line in the bank getting denied for a mortgage. You don't want it. You need this government to operate. You need air traffic controllers so you can go to Phoenix. You have to go to Phoenix to see your aunt. She's not doing well. It may be the last time. You don't want your Southwest flight into Phoenix not landing because of the government shutdown. That flying Southwest can going up in flames in Phoenix, your aunt outliving you because of a government shutdown, fat children, Taki-dusted fingers, pulling the trigger, blowing your brains out at a stoplight. It's going to be bad out there. We need the government to start working. What about the food influencers that have been shoving caviar in their cunts for the last 18 months? Gratuitously smearing caviar all over their fat labias and having people eating caviar out of each other's assholes. People shaving white truffle on other people's assholes and then eating it. What are they going to do when their caviar smeared pussies now look bad? Now it looks distasteful. Now it's in poor taste. You used to be able to shove truffles in your ass and have someone eat them out of your ass on Instagram. Now that behavior is going to seem in poor taste when the fat little taki-dusted finger children start shooting. It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad. And if this government doesn't start functioning, the food influencers, the people who take a French dip and stuff it in their pussy, they take a full French dip and they put it in the dip, the au jus, and then it goes right in their pussy. And then some of it breaks off because the bread has gotten soft. And then someone comes and eats that au jus dipped French dip pussy on Instagram. That now, that will look like in poor taste. It will. It will feel like it is in poor taste when no one can eat and the air traffic controllers aren't being paid. How are you going to get on a plane and bite someone? How are you going to get on a plane, take an edible, and bite someone if air traffic controllers delay your flight? Let's take a look at some of the people who are going to be most affected by this are not the poor children or the poor families. It is the food influencer community, a community of sociopaths who are eating food that costs a lot of money to enrage you. Take it away.
We are in the Hamptons, and this is the only acceptable way to eat Goldberg. Yeah, we are about to put you guys on the biggest life hack. Can you the biggest life hack of all time.
I swear it's a life hack.
A kilo of caviar, black diamond only.
The best.
None of that peasant bullshit. Respectfully, Cinderella, it's a no.
Yeah, and respectfully, if you are eating your Goldberg's bagel without caviar, you're pretty much a peasant at this point.
Yeah, it's giving nothing but peasant.
We have a kilo here, so like, just honestly, heavy portion is appropriate. Okay.
Do not skin.
And also, pardon our appearance. We were off the Henny yesterday.
Yeah. What can you do? Just another one of those days. Cheers.
Cheers.
I think it's not the Henny. It might be the bagels, ladies. But here's what I mean, folks. First of all, caviar and a bacon, egg, and cheese is heinous. It is disgusting. It is the sign of this is gluttony. It's a sin. I've been guilty of it because I know immediately that's what you are saying. But this behavior of spreading expensive caviar on shit is not good. This is not elegant. You know, when I grew up, food had something to do with class. Can I talk to you a little bit about that? Can I explain that to you? You could deny someone from going into a restaurant. They couldn't go on Yelp. They couldn't go on a social media. They couldn't go on Instagram or TikTok and talk about that they were denied a table. They would just have to accept their defeat, go home, and be less of a pig. I've been denied many restaurants in New York. The 90s, early 2000s, mid-2000s, back when they would say, hey, fuck off. Get out. It's not for you. This place is not for you. Can't say that to anyone anymore because somebody will put you on blast and then your establishment has to deal with it. And I like these two girls that came to my party and they're nice and I enjoy their content. But
we are speaking about a broader cultural trend. And that trend is this kind of gross luxury obsession that people are having around things like caviar and truffles, things that are not even that good. People making pizza into luxury items, or a French dip sandwich, or a Totino's pizza roll that they made homemade, you know, this restaurant, the corner store. Oh, Taylor Swift likes it. It's 3 months to get a reservation. What do they serve there? French dip, burgers, and, you know, this is Idiocracy, the food version. I grew up, I went to places like Le Cirque, Les Panas, French restaurants, okay, that were racially and religiously segregated for everyone's benefit. And these restaurants, you would eat things like Arctic char. You would eat things you could barely pronounce. You wouldn't go in and have pepperoni cups and onion dip. That's the shit you ate at home. The food scene now is Idiocracy. The food scene in New York is a shame. It's an embarrassment. And frankly, it's disgusting. People are eating suburban comfort food and they're paying an exorbitant amount of money to do it because all these rubes moved to New York City from other parts of the country and they brought their Wegmans supermarkets with them, and the chefs in New York City, who used to be French psychopaths that would abuse their staff and throw pots and pans and make brilliant dishes, are now these like huckster social media scum. These chefs are all out there trying to pontificate and talk about the world. Shut the fuck up. Get in the kitchen. And all of these restaurants are disappointing. They're mediocre. And the only way they can get people in the door is by employing an army of influencers to hype up their mediocre food. And the food comes to the table and it's smoking and they light it on fire and all of this bullshit. It is not great. I remember great dining. Nick Mullen just texted me. I know you probably aren't interested. I love Nick Mullen. He's my favorite. We went to a Greek restaurant the other day. I always order the food before he gets there. Any interest in doing something with Zoran before the general? I know you probably aren't interested, but the campaign is asking, what do we think? Well, you heard it here live, folks. Nick Mullen, of course, of the Come Town Adam Friedland Show. My favorite comedian. Truly, he is. What do you think? Weigh in.
I mean, he's definitely going to win, so I think...
He's going to win. Zoran Mamdani.
I guess it's a matter of who... Are you afraid it's going to piss anyone off that you care about?
Well, I think it'll piss Barry Weiss off, and how fun will that be? The Ellisons don't... They're not going to like it, but they're not giving me any scratch anyway. I texted Barry Weiss the other day. I thought it was funny. He said, can you ask Larry Ellison to give me $100 million? No response. Why can't people do business like gentlemen? Why can't people do business like gentlemen? Do you hear CBS News now? They're like, many people in Gaza have killed themselves today. Many Gazans have been killed from suicide because of depression. Apparently, a lot of the people in Gaza are killing themselves because they are depressed about rising anti-Semitism. That's what CBS News is saying. People would have a stroke if Mamdani came on the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They'd have a stroke.
Like the hardcore fan base, I feel like.
I don't even know my fans would care. I don't know if my hardcore fans would care. Some of them would care, I guess. Do they care he's going to win? My show's never been like, I don't want people to have medicine. I think Mom Donnie has some good ideas and some bad ones. There I go again. But I do. I really do. And I don't know. I don't want the city to fall into chaos and disorder. It empowers the tech oligarchs that will come in and pitch the new surveillance state, which they're already doing. It's a consistent position I've always had, and it makes the most sense. People start clamoring for fascism when they don't feel safe. That's obvious. That's not a Tim Dillon thing. That's a we all know that thing. I think you can overregulate and overtax industries and get them out of the city. I don't think the financial industry is leaving New York City. And I'm not in it either. I'm in the Ministry of Truth. Now, the Ministry of Truth is a multi-state, multi-country organization. So I would hope I could call him personally and ask not to be taxed. I will ask him to pledge that to me privately in the studio. If you get the tax increases passed, will there be an exception for the Ministry of Truth? That's all. But here's the thing. Some people will not like if I have him on. Should we do a social media thing? Because maybe it won't be an episode. Maybe it'll be a fun social media thing. What if I do the will he do it if I'm in a full burqa?
No.
That's kind of fun. That might be fun if he would do it if I'm in a full burqa. Will he do it if I'm dressed up like Barry Weiss?
That he'd do.
Maybe it's a Halloween photo shoot where I'm dressed up like Barry Weiss. I'm going to get killed in the most haphazard way. Like, they're going to kill me in a way that is so... It's going to make the Kirk thing look like coordinated. Like, it's going to... You think my friends won't get on their phones after I get shot in the head? They'll be on their phone. My parents will be on the phone. My father will be on the phone right after I get shot. That kid that got on that phone right after that kid got shot, and maybe something is shady. What do I know? My agent will be on the phone with a guy doing a hologram of me as I'm bleeding out on the street. It might be interesting to have him on. It might be interesting. Maybe we can get him to do campaign finance fraud. I don't like Cuomo either. That big Italian meatball.
What do you think about Slewa?
He's a clown. He's a goon. There's no hope. Slewa. Curtis Slewa. That guy. Let the VIP list girls run the city. Let those two bitches run the city. Just smear caviar on her ass in front of everybody. Who gives a shit? Let it all burn. It's just what it is. I could have him on. My godson FaceTime. I'm going to FaceTime him back. I wonder what he's going to be for Halloween. He's a Chinese person. He better be Chinese for Halloween. I hope he's a Chinese person. I should get him that costume. Chinese man. There's got to be an old Chinese man costume. Maybe I'll get him that hat from Mortal Kombat that Raiden wears. You know, that like hat. I hope he's Raiden from Mortal Kombat. I'm going to try to lobby for that. If I speak to his parents, I'm going to lobby for that if he could be Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Or a sumo wrestler, because he's 5, but it would be fun to put him in a fat sumo suit. Drag him around town. I don't know. It could be interesting. Graham Planter reached out. Well, I chatted with his campaign person. He's interesting. He's up there in Maine. He was a Marine. He got a weird tattoo. People think he's a Nazi, but he's not. Play that thing on his Instagram about the trans person. That was emotional. She's like, she was a little chubby bubsy,
And she was like, listen, I can't knock on doors because I could get killed. That'll be my thing, too. I would love to knock on doors, but, you know, someone like me, I get killed. Let's see. This is Graham Planter's very heartwarming exchange at a town hall with a nice woman, a tranny boombanny.
I would love to be out protesting. I would love to be out knocking on doors.
Same.
But I'll be honest.
Yep.
A person like me can get killed.
Me right too. Same.
In this country.
Same.
I believe in you. And
same. DoorDasher.
I believe that you are a better man than you once were in the past because I'm a better person than I was when in the past. If I stand with you, will you fight with me? Will you stand up for me?
It's a great clip.
I firmly believe that every single American has the right to live the life they want to live
Somebody
in their own body as they see fit.
Looks like a
I also fully recognize that as a
this guy looks like a bum.
Cis white male.
Cis, not cis.
With a bunch of tattoos.
You're
going
to use a dumb word to pronounce it correctly. Keep going.
That I get to put myself out there in ways that other people don't.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, this is why I'm doing this. I am doing this because I know that I can say things. I know that I can have conversations.
Like
I know
the N-word.
That I can knock on doors in places that a lot of other people can't have access to, that a lot of other people won't feel safe in. That is a responsibility that I feel.
Yes.
And it is why I am doing this. And I just want to say thank you, because I know how hard this is. Yeah, I just want to say that, yes, I will absolutely stand next to you. And if we ever have to go knock doors together, I'm happy to stand by your side.
It was a good answer. It's a good answer. Now ask me that question. You can summarize it. Say something like, you know, summarize what she said and I'm him.
I'm a trans person and I'm a little scared about putting myself out there. And I just don't know if I'm ready to fight for this because I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt. Would you be willing to fight alongside me?
How much of this is fear and how much of this is laziness? Let's be honest. How much of this is laziness? Because I'm looking at you and I'm thinking you ain't getting shot. You're a tough bitch and I need you to get and work your knees and get up there and knock on these doors because I know you want to DoorDash a vegan cupcake and eat it. But here's the reality. The SNAP benefits are going away and they're taking the Cheetos out of your hand. So get on, work your cartilage in your knees and knock on the door. No one's shooting you. Calm down enough. Thank you. That would be my answer. I'd go, I understand you're afraid. But are you afraid of getting shot or are you afraid of the hills? Because it is hard to walk up a hill. I get it. The campaign is asking if I could meet Zoran Mamdani at Kebab World. I mean, this is much less dignified than talking to J.D. Vance for an hour on this show. I mean, I'm not going to Kebab World. Well, let me ask, will they pay for the food? I'm not going to Kebab World. What if I did a thing where I go, hi, I'm Tim Dillon and I'm a racist. I'm Tim Dillon and I'm a racist Islamophobe. How about this? If I want to write the script, if I do it, I want to go, hi, I'm Tim Dillon. I'm a rich faggot and a racist Islamophobe. And if I can throw my hat in the ring with Zoran Zamabambam, you can too. Hold on, I'm going to send Nick that. What if the script is like, hi, my name is Tim Dillon. I'm a rich faggot and a racist Islamophobe. But if I can stand here at Kebab World with Zoran, whatever his name is, you can too. I mean, it's got to be something fun. We got to have a little fun. We got to have a little fun with it. People get so mad. People get so mad. I'm Tim Dillon. And I don't know who did 9/11, but I'm betting it's two groups of people that I think we should both watch out for. Anyway, I'm Tim Dillon, and I don't know who did 9/11, but I have a good idea. It's an unholy alliance of, oh, hey, it's Zoran Mamdani. I'm Tim Dillon, and I'm here at Kebab World wondering which intelligence communities had foreknowledge of 9/11. Anyway, luckily I bumped into my friend and mayoral candidate, Zoran Mamdani. I'm Tim Dillon at Kebab World, FaceTiming Candace Owens and asking her why this guy from Turning Point went right on his phone after his friend got shot in the head. And while I'm here eating hummus, I bumped into mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani. I'm Tim Dillon. He goes, they'll let you say whatever you want. That would be really funny. Hi, I'm Tim Dillon, and I'm one of Nick Fuentes' favorite comedians. Anyway, I'm here at Kebab World with Zoran Mamdani, trying to get to the bottom of 9/11. I'm at Kebab World, which I find overrated. Sorry, Hezbollah. Anyway, I'm here with Grand Planter, this ex-Nazi Marine meth head. And we're turning out for Maine. Turn your trans pussy out for Maine. It doesn't matter if it used to be a tiny cock they made into a pussy. Turn it out for Maine. Put your trans pussy on the street for Maine. Why not? I'm an asset.
I think his
name an asset to any successful campaign.
I think it's Graham Plattner.
Plattner?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Planter better. I don't like Plattner. That sounds rich. Graham Planter's a man you can get behind. His name's Plattner? Graham Plattner? I don't want that. I'm Tim Dillon, and my friend Curtis Sliwa used to stage attacks in the 80s that he would defend people from as a member of the Guardian Angels. And now he wants to be the mayor of New York City. I'm here with Andrew Cuomo, a meatball who likes to touch. I don't know. My name is Tim Dillon, and because I was never invited to Bill Ackman's house in the Hamptons, though I live there, I'm throwing my hat in with Zoran Mamdani here at Kebab World. Heil Hitler! Well, folks, you gotta have fun. You gotta enjoy it, folks. You have to enjoy your life, folks. I don't know what to tell you. How is the early polling for this guy? Zoran. Tim Dillon reporting live from Kebab World. Yeah, he's going to win. My name is Tim Dillon. And I'm an Orthodox Jewish trans rabbi. And if I can get behind Zoran Mamdani, so can you. I'm Tim Dillon. I'm a demisexual trans rabbi. I'm a sapiosexual Orthodox rabbinical student who's converting to Islam. And I'm here with Zoran Mamdani. I'm Tim Dillon. I used to do cocaine, and once for 10 years, I didn't pay any taxes. Wow. But now I'm here with Zoran Mamdani, whose parents are from Uganda, where they kill gay people. But my bigger problem with the country is still that it's black. We're here. I'm an anti-Semite and an Islamophobe, a rich faggot who lives part-time in Manhattan. And I'm here at Kebab World with Zoran Mamdani. I'm Tim Dillon, and my dream blunt rotation is Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Zoran Mamdani's father. And we're here at Kebab World. Kebab World.
you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do anymore. I got to give, if I'm going to endorse him, which I'm not, I don't endorse political candidates, but let's say I'm going to, I have to endorse him in the funniest way. It's time to get out the vote. Like many of you, I'm both an anti-Semite and an Islamophobe. It leaves me in a very tough place here in New York. This election seems to be a little, you know, about that. Anyway, I'm here at Kebab World, and that meatball Cuomo hasn't reached out to me to ask if I could meet him at Rao's. And who the fuck knows where Curtis Sliwa is? So I'm here with this Dune Coon telling you that who gives a shit? What? The campaign's like, wait a minute. The campaign's like, wait a minute, what? This is crazy. And you, they can't edit it. Here's the thing. I need rules. No editing, no editing, and I can do whatever I want.
Like the CNN interview.
That's right. Don't edit it. Don't edit it, you little nerd. I do like her. The great Elle Reeve. The great Elle Reeve. I think they will not want what I have. I think they're going to regret. Yeah, you agree with me.
They don't want it.
They don't want it, do they?
No.
I'm trying to have fun. You know? I'm trying to have fun. I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud. Mud blood. Much of this, here's the great thing about this show. A lot of this sounds racist, but it's actually not. It's the opposite of that. Truly. It's the opposite of it. It's the inverse. If racism is there, I'm here. And if racism's here, I'm there. It's not that, actually. So, I don't know. This is now what comedy is. You political candidates want to meet you at Kebab World. I want to stand up in a Grand Planter rally and go, I want to knock on doors. I want to support you. But I'm post-op and I'm tired. I'm post-op and I'm tired, Graham. I'm post-op and I'm tired. I go on FetLife. I just want to lay in my bed on FetLife. I want to support you, but I'm on FetLife. My agent's going, this Zohran Mamdani thing you did at Kebab World, that's becoming a real problem for us. This Kebab World thing you did, this is becoming a real issue for us. And we were doing so well. And perceptions were changing. And then you did this thing at Kebab World. And I'm like, well, whatever do you mean? Well, this thing at Kebab World? You said I'm an Islamophobic, anti-Semite, rich faggot. And I endorse Zohran Mamdani because I want to investigate 9/11 and exonerate the Saudis so they'll have me next year and actually let me in and pay me this time? Yeah. Well, that's becoming a real problem for us. That's becoming a real issue in the endorsement space for us. This is a real... We're trying to get out there and tell people what kind of guy you are, and then you go make a scene at Kebab World. What is wrong with you? Just stand there and say something nice about teachers. You have to go and say all these terrible things at Kebab World. Where even is Kebab World? I didn't even think you ate at places like that. Well, I went to meet him. The campaign asked me to go and I went. What is wrong with you? I don't know. When is election day?
November 4th.
In New York?
Yep.
Let's see if my friend Roland's father answers. I'm going to say, I want to dress Roland up like a little Hamas. You know that thing where the little guy's holding the gun? I want to dress Roland up like a terrorist. Why not? Nobody answers. I want to dress your son up like Zoran Mamdani and take him around. The government shutdown affecting many people, of course. How many Americans get SNAP? 42. What's banned on SNAP? What can I get? 41.7 mil. What can I get on SNAP? What can I not get? Can I get ciggies? Liquor? An Uncrustable? You cannot get non-food items like cleaning supplies, paper products, pet food. They cannot be used to purchase vitamins, medicines, or live animals, with some exceptions. You can't get toothpaste, grooming items, cosmetics, diapers, wipes, soaps, paper products. Food and drink restrictions. Beer, wine, liquor, cigarettes, cigars. What the fuck? People want to have a cocktail. They really do. People want to enjoy a cocktail and have a smoke. Can we at least give them liquor if we're not going to feed them? If I was a billionaire, I'd raise money to give cigarettes and liquor to people that aren't getting food. Truly. Give them something or we're all dead. Give them something or we're all dead. Give them cartons of cigarettes and liquor. Now. Now. I will raise money to deliver blunt wraps and cigarettes and liquor to children if they cannot get food. Something needs to be done here. I'm telling you, it's a powder keg out there. It's a powder keg. It's a powder keg. Give them something. Give them something. We need to raise money in this country right now to get liquor and cigarettes and weed to the affected populations. We need trucks of edibles going to low-income areas right now, and that's what these NGOs should be doing. That should be USAID. USAID should have always been that. It should be trucks of edibles going to low-income areas in this country. Go to sleep. Eat the edible. Go to sleep. Don't go for the gun. Please. No gun. Edible. Movie. Sleep. We'll figure out the food later. But they do need the food. I'm for the food. I'm not against the food, folks. Obviously, I want them to get the food. I was on food stamps once for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and I got a job, and but I think I was on it for like a month. Read some of this article here. Chantel Manuel spent the past 5 years transforming her life. The Florida resident has celebrated 5 years in recovery for addiction. She has lost more than 140 pounds and has started her own business, a beauty salon. Despite all these successes, Ms. Manuel has struggled to put food on the table and depends on food assistance in local churches. I don't want to have help from anybody. I want to be self-sufficient. What business does she have? The hell business does she have?
A beauty salon.
Well, I get she should have food. I don't know why she can't have food. Why can't she have food? She has her own beauty salon. How the hell she's had to have that? Why does she not have food if she has a beauty salon?
That's a good question.
Is that not a fair question? Does it say she has a beauty salon?
Yeah.
Her own salon?
Started her own business, a beauty salon.
Go up again. Go up. Let me see her. Man, she's methed out. She was this woman. I mean, would you let her near your head? Her hair looks crazy. Her hair, and nothing wrong with it, but her hair looks crazy. Her hair looks nuts. But I think she should have food. Let her, get her the food, please. Get her the riblets, which are ribs without the bone. Get her the riblets. get her the fucking food, please. End the shutdown and get her the food. Get her the boxed mashed potatoes. My father used to make them. It's powder. It's a little potato flakes. You add butter and milk and you stir. Get her the riblets and the mashed potatoes and the Sweet Baby Ray's. That's a nice meal. You take riblets and you put them on instant mash with some Sweet Baby Ray's. And if you want to feel fancy, you put a little cheddar on that. And then you eat that and you sit in the backyard. I'm telling you, we got to find a way to get people food. I don't know why she doesn't have food and she has a beauty salon. But I don't know, maybe in Florida, what does that even mean? What does that even mean that she has a beauty salon? It might be that her next door neighbor lets this crackhead cut her hair. That's maybe what it means. Her next door neighbor comes over, they smoke a couple of butts and she cuts her hair. What does it even mean? She doesn't have like a high powered salon. I got to check myself and understand that things are weird and descriptions don't always, you know. So my friend's working on that that comedy store thing tonight. Maybe go over and say hello. It's interesting. It's a very interesting thing. I want them to get the food, you know? I mean, I don't know what to say. End this. Go to Kebab World. If this woman wants to come to New York, I'll get her a kebab with the mayor. Man, she's a crack-a-lack. She's a sweet woman, but God, she's on crack. I mean, God bless her. I mean, judge not lest ye be judged. So really, my concern is that she lost a bunch of weight. So this woman stopped drugs and lost weight? That's wild.
Yeah, lost more than 140 pounds.
What drug was she on? Maybe boozing it. She might have been boozing it. I would think if you stop meth, you're going to gain. If you stop meth, you gain. But maybe she was boozing it hard. Maybe she was pilling it up and boozing it, and then she stopped, and she cut down the weight, and she opened the salon, and she forgot to get food. And in a rich country, we have a rich country. Graham Platner says that. We have a rich country, and she should get food. That woman should get food. And she doesn't need a lot of it, too. She probably doesn't eat a lot of food. But she should have something. She should get one meal a day. Like I'm looking at her now. One big meal a day that she can pick at. Because we don't want her getting big again. You don't want her getting big. Like a nice meal. Two crab cakes. Side salad. French fries. Fruit cup, brownie. That's Monday. Tuesday, Swedish meatballs, carrots, string bean salad, rice pudding. Tuesday. Wednesday, meatloaf, mac and cheese, watermelon feta salad, Brussels sprouts, sugar cookie. Thursday, swordfish, mango salsa, Caesar salad, chocolate chunk cookie, and we'll throw in a fish taco. That's kind of a heavy day. Friday is pizza day. Personal pizza, choice of toppings, Italian deli salad, tiramisu, coffee, scoop of banana pudding. Saturday, carb day, pasta, choice of sauce, gorgonzola salad, garlic bread, chocolate cake. Sunday's a little leaner. Roast chicken, summer squash, raspberry sorbet. That's it. Liquor. A bottle of liquor on Sunday. She gets one day to go off her dome. Sunday, she gets a bottle of liquor, a pack of Newports, and six Vicodin. Or an amphetamine. It's whatever, an upper or downer. Some weed, couple of edibles. Sunday's her day. Sunday, she can choose food or a trough of drugs. Sunday, you get food or drugs. That's the way Snap should work. Every other day, you choose food or drugs. You can get something that's edible or you can get an edible. Kebab world. My godson keeps calling me back, and I keep calling him, and then he's not there. Let's see if he answers. I hope these people figure it out with the food. I really do. When is it expiring?
I think it's November 1st is what that article said.
Not good. Not good at all. November 1st. She goes, I'll call you tomorrow, but be anywhere besides New York. He doesn't want to FaceTime anyone in New York. I don't know why. I said, I'm in LA. This kid's becoming a piece of shit. He really is. The last few times I've seen him, he's becoming a bum. He's becoming like he knows he's Asian now and he looks down at me because I'm white. I think that's the dynamic that's happening. He needs a swift kick in the ass. He's becoming a bum. She goes, that's good. He hangs up on anyone in New York. I'll punch him in the face. I'm going to say, what is he being for Halloween? I'll literally punch him in the face. What's he being for Halloween? Well, I hope everybody figures it out in terms of this government shutdown. I hope that somebody blinks and that they can get people the money to do what they want to do for the holidays. This is going to be a lean holiday season if nobody has Snap. Because there's a lot of people that depend on that for Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. And this is going to put a lot of stress on the food banks and everything. And I'll donate money to a food bank, or I'll donate money to, you know, the people that are food insecure and stuff like that. I'll do that. I'll absolutely do that. I have no problem doing that. I don't know where should I donate?
I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but I can find you some good places.
What if instead of that, I forced Nikki Glaser to eat a sandwich? You know, but find me some food bank suggestions.
Sure.
And I will donate. I will donate. Will you donate?
Not as much as you probably, but I will.
Well, no, you won't donate as much as me, but you don't know what I'm donating.
That's true.
I'm donating $6.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll donate like a lot of money, but I just need to know where. I need to know where the food banks are that I can donate. I will absolutely donate. This is the right thing to do. People that can't eat, it's crazy. Here's the thing with the Mamdani guy. If poor people are going to have better lives, great. That I've heard that forever, and a lot of it never happens, and that's what's frustrating about government. But if poor people are going to have better lives, then that's great. That was Trump's whole pitch. A lot of it was that he was the American working class who was going to have a better quality of life. That hasn't happened. I'm not saying everything he's done has been terrible for them.
Bannon's going, he'll have a third Trump, a third term, and then Trump said he won't. But play what Bannon said. Bannon just likes to start.
So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president in 28, and people just ought to get accommodated with that.
So what about the 22nd Amendment?
There's many different alternatives. At the appropriate time, we'll lay out what the plan is, but there's a plan. We had longer odds in 16 and longer odds in 24 than we got in 28. And President Trump will be the president of the United States, and the country needs him to be president of the United States. We have to finish what we started. Trump is a vehicle. I know this will drive you guys crazy, but he's a vehicle of divine providence. He's an instrument. He's very imperfect. He's not churchy, not particularly religious, but he's an instrument of divine will. And you can tell this of how he's pulled this off. We need him for at least one more term.
But I think even Trump just came out and was like, hey, man, Trump's like, I think I'm good on this. I don't think I want to be in there for a third term. By the way, what will Trump's third term look like? Israel invades Japan? Like, what will the third term of Trump look like? Israel invades the United Kingdom? I mean, what is Trump's third term? Israel's going to invade London to get rid of the terrorist groups in London? Is that Trump's third term? Is Netanyahu's like, we got to move on the UK because of all these terrorist groups in the UK that are threatening American and Israeli interests? I mean, let's see Donald Trump on his third term, folks. Here he is.
I have my highest poll numbers that I've ever had. And, you know, based on what I read, I guess I'm not allowed to run. So we'll see what happens.
Johnson says you're trolling when you talk about a third term.
I don't think he said that. I don't think he'd use that term, but it's a very interesting thing. I have the best numbers for any president in many years, any president. And I would say that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. I mean, it's too bad. But we have a lot of great people.
All right. Well, people are gonna interpret that any way they want. I think that it's pretty clear that he will not be running. He's also an older man, and you know, their life does end eventually, folks. And I think you know, it is inconceivable that we would ever not be in the age of Trump. You were how old when he got elected, or when he announced 2015? How old?
I would have been like 18 or something.
Your entire life has been the age of Trump. A lot of my professional life, not all of it, by the way, I was in, I had jobs before I was a comedian. And while I was a comedian, I had jobs. Before I had a podcast, I had jobs, right? While I had a podcast, I had jobs. But this era, which started when he came down the escalator in 2015, and it is now about to be 2026, and we will be in this era for the next 3 years, and then God only knows, but this era has dominated the majority of my professional life. It will be 12-plus years of, it'll be generations of people that have never known anything but Trump, that have never known anything except America under Trump, and Biden, but it was still Trump. Like, even though Biden was the president, it was still discussions of Trump, Trump waiting in the wings, Trump... They're indicting Trump and arresting Trump, you know, the whole thing. And this will eventually, inevitably give way to something else. That's what's so hard to believe whenever I talk to anyone, especially people that are younger, but not only younger people, older people forget things change as well. But younger people only see the now, which is all what I only, because when you're 25, you tend to believe that the things around you that are happening are the only things. And that doesn't mean that they're not important or that they're not critical. But there are other things happening you're unaware of. There are trends emerging that you don't see, like Mamdani, like Graham Plattner, like all of these, the left-wing populism that's coming. In the entertainment space, there are trends that people aren't seeing. I remember when everybody
in comedy, you know, had a flannel shirt and a beard, and everybody wanted to live in Brooklyn, and people liked living in cities, and now everybody's fleeing to the suburbs, and people are getting religious, and then people eventually come back into the cities, and then they make them cool, and then they flee to the suburb. And there are a lot of, there is a cyclical nature to a lot of things. And there's a lot of people that cannot see that, and they can't see that because it's not, you haven't lived through it. And even if you've lived through it, there's just such a temptation to be caught up in the moment you're in. And there's that. So there's a lot of people that can't imagine a world without Trump. But eventually there will be. Not soon. Not soon. But eventually it will be like, wow, there was that. Remember COVID? Remember Trump? And there'll be something else. Could be worse. Remember podcasts? Truly. Remember stand-up clips? Remember TikTok? That's going to happen. Remember being able to fly? Remember the days before the carbon passports? Remember before digital ID? I mean, I don't know what's coming, but things are on the horizon. There isn't, you're not going to have the same set of cultural stimuli that you have now. Things will change and technology will kind of lead the way. Politics is downstream from culture, but culture seems to be a little downstream from tech. Tech seems to be molding and shaping the way people process the world and the way they relate to each other, the way they relate to themselves. Well, folks, you know, it's been another hour with me. And one day you'll go, oh, I used to listen to him. And they'll be like, what do you mean the president used to have a podcast? You go, yeah, the guy who's the president had a podcast at one time. What? Yeah. Phoenix, Arizona, Fort Lauderdale, Chicago, San Jose, Salt Lake, Brea, Comedy Works in Denver, Houston. Getting together a fun hour. We'll hit theaters at some point next year. We're just having fun in these clubs right now. We're having a lot of fun. We had fun in Oklahoma City. That place is a dump. Not Bricktown Comedy Club. That was great. And the audiences are great, but that town is rough. It's tough when you go, what's there to do around here? And they go to the bombing memorial. I mean, there's nothing. There is nothing there. I'm Tim Dillon, and I'm here with the president of CBS News, Barry Weiss, at Kebab World. And look who we've bumped into. It's Bin Laden Osama Mamdamam. It's Osama Mamdami Bin Laden. And we're here at the end of the world eating the kebab. Because that's this guy's election is the end of the world to a lot of people. You think it's the end of the world, but it's really just kebab world. See, the world's not ending. We're all just eating kebabs now by law, Sharia law. See me live or don't. Don't kill me. Bye.